coverage.
What is that? Pew, pew, pew. Can you imagine I popcorned every time? Pew, 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 pew. Oh my God, you do it so good.
Honestly, you it's actually the sound only like talent it. That I have.
I know. It's something I know about you.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Not a lot going on.
Not in that pea brain.
Not in the pea brain.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of Full Coverage.
You
we
have
are excited
your
to
favorites.
Be here. I mean, honestly, at this point, it's family.
It's family.
It's the full fam, actually.
Ooh, my voice cracked.
Oh, puberty. I honestly, as Daniel coined, full fam. The full fam.
The full fam.
I kind of like it.
I like the full fam. It has a nice flow.
I like it more
it.
Than fools itself. I think full fam like really just like adds.
We like the energy from full fam.
Yeah, full fam. It's giving me good vibes. It's giving us this candle energy.
Ooh, we love the candle
yeah,
too.
Yeah, so I really like it.
Manny, what are we talking about today?
Oh my God, what are we talking about today?
Well, we have a lot actually.
We thought it would be kind of fun to hit a couple of different topics, to be honest.
There's so much happening in the social media world, so we wanted to tap on a little bit of drama, a little bit of just information, and a little bit of engagement. Ooh.
Ooh, yeah, so it's literally just like everything. This is going to be one of those episodes where you're going to get it all.
You're going to get it all
laughs,
here today.
Laughs, cries.
Roller coasters.
And that's all you get.
That's all you get. Laughing and crying. That's
Laughing and crying is all you actually get.
We're also going to be talking a little bit of breakdown because we've gotten so many questions like being a brand owner, how to start a brand, what's that like?
We thought we would kind of hit on that and just kind of talk about different, like, especially like terms, I feel like are not, like people say these terms, especially brand owners, people in the beauty industry, that a lot of people like don't even know what the heck they even mean. They just like pretend that they do. So I thought we could kind of hit on different terms like SKUs, MOQ, all that kind of stuff.
Yes. So, and we'll let you guys know a little bit behind the scenes of like how you actually like make makeup and like
what it actually
all that
takes.
Kind of goes into that. Like what it's actually going to take if you're interested in starting a makeup brand, or maybe you just love makeup and you want to know the tea behind it.
And you want to know tea and you want to know how the hell do I create a 15 pan eyeshadow palette? Man, help me. Jesus, help me with that.
Jesus, take
Because that
the
is
will.
Difficult. But we thought we would hit that more towards the end. And in the beginning, we thought we'd talk about what do we do? First of all, what do we even do this week?
Okay, let me just tell you.
Let's talk about this week first.
So for me, I went to a dinner this week and I had an interesting, very LA encounter that I haven't told you because I figured I would tell you here.
Wow, it's you're withholding information from me for the pod.
I know.
You guys.
I do that. It's not even that interesting of a story, but I thought you would think it was funny.
Okay, let me see.
So I went to a dinner for a friend. It was quite a few of us there, and it was at a poppin' restaurant in Hollywood. So when I went to use the restroom, naturally the girl's restroom was a line. So I was
of
like,
course.
That's fine. So me and my girlfriend, she was in front of me. I was behind her. We're waiting in line, and a girl walks up behind me, and she's like, oh my God. I think she was pretty tipsy.
Inebriated.
The vibes were there.
She was drunk off her ass.
She was like, this is the line. I was like, girl, I know, it's long. And she was like, I had to pee so bad. I was like, I know, me too. Like, we were just kind of being like chatting about it. But anyways, I went back to talking to my girlfriend who I got in line with, Val.
Yeah.
So we're talking, and it's finally my turn to use the toilet. Val had already gone in the other stall, and so it's finally my turn. So I go to walk in, and the girl behind me steps beside me, and she was like, I have to pee really bad. And you know what? I was like, it's a,
okay,
you know what,
go ahead.
Just take my spot. I don't
okay,
care.
Okay, you're nice.
Yeah, I can wait.
But if you can wait though, like
I,
then like
and
that's
I could,
being sweet.
And she clearly had a pee bad. So I was like, just take mine. She was like, no, come in here with me.
Laura.
And I was like,
you're fucking lying to me right now.
Yeah.
What do you mean okay?
She
what
was,
the hell happened here?
It was
here?
Just like, honestly, I'm not a very prudy person.
Right, no, I know.
I don't know this girl, by the way. I've
of
never met
her
alive.
A stranger.
She had to be in her young 20s, for sure.
Okay.
For sure. And
just
then,
like you,
Just like me.
Early
20s.
Early 20s.
We were both
thriving.
Just thriving and discovering LA. So I was like, okay. So I go in this little bitty stall with her. Never met her in my life. And then she starts to sit down on the toilet, and then she's like looking at me, and she's like, I can't pee, I'm so shy. And I'm like, what is
you
going on?
You invited me in here.
Yes. So I was like, listen, I'll turn around and face the door, and then you pee. And so I turn Perfect. Around and face the door, and then she goes, I want to do drugs. I'm not kidding.
Laura, this just escalated so many fucking levels, dude.
It did. And I was like, oh my God, you're in here to do cocaine.
Oh, so she's not there to pee.
Yes, I realized it was, I didn't realize going in, but then I realized, oh my God, cocaine runs rampant through
it's
LA,
very
by
popular
the way.
Here.
Very popular very. Here. And I was like, oh, okay, girl. So I tried to blow her off because I don't do cocaine.
She was like, do you want to blow me off or do you want some blow too?
I'm like, girl, I'd rather blow you off than do blow right now.
I know, same.
many, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
So I was like, you know what? I just kind of like blew her off because she was drunk a bit. So yeah, I was like, this is going to be an easy one to blow off. I was like, oh, you do?
You do that, girl. Yes. You have fun with that.
Yes,
you have fun with that nose.
I was like, just doing some margaritas for me.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and then it was my turn to pee, and I just peed, and I looked at her, and I go, I said, I'm not pee shy.
And you just let it out.
Oh, I let it out. And then we left the bathroom. So here's the thing. Val had come out of her stall and she was washing her hands. And all she sees is me walk out of a stall with another person who she does not know.
Val's like, what the hell?
My mouth drops open. Val just moved here from Florida. So she's literally also like, what?
She's dope as fuck though.
Yeah, dope as fuck. She's like, excuse me? And I literally like, is this normal
for LA?
I said, don't ask me. Just don't ask.
Just keep going.
She said, okay.
Keep walking. Just keep walking.
Okay. And then that was
Laura, I'm actually really shocked. Like, you didn't tell me any of this, and I'm a little shooky.
I wanted to say for the podcast.
I know, but, like, that's so crazy. Like, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I will say, like, props to the girl for being friendly and being like, do you want some blow, too? Like, right. At least she was offering.
Very sweet.
For you as well.
She had good energy. She really did.
Oh, that's honestly, that's cool.
I think she thought I was in my young 20s, but if I was in my young 20s, I would have definitely, like, she would have been my people. Not that got I wasn't cocaine.
I was like, would you have considered it the cocaine, though? Would you? No, that's definitely not my drug
journey,
of choice.
But I don't know. I liked her vibe, so I was like, sure, I'll pee with you.
Okay, honestly,
people
I can
don't scare
literally,
me easily, which no, is what gets me in trouble with people because I'll hang out with people I shouldn't be hanging out with because they don't scare me. I'm not judging them. I'm not worried about what they're doing. So I'm like, yeah, sure. And in the past, like I should have had my
and
guard.
You've been wrecked.
I've been wrecked before because of it.
As have I. I honestly, in my lifetime, I would never in my life pee with someone like in the same thing.
You wouldn't?
Like if we were in the same urinal peeing, I would never do that. Like, imagine, like, two dicks in the same urinal peeing down a stream. Like, I would literally never do that.
You would do it.
No, unless I knew my pee was, like, crystal clear.
So, if a stranger...
I want them to judge me if I have yellow pee.
So, if a stranger who wasn't flirting with you, because this girl was not flirting with me, like, in a sexual way.
I was like, hey, let's pee in the same thing. I'd be like, absolutely not. You can go ahead.
Love it.
Literally, you couldn't even pay me to pee in the same urinal as someone.
And all you got to do is ask me.
And honestly, that's what makes us great friends is because yes. we're so vastly
See,
different.
See, people don't understand how different we are.
I know. But it's like, I also like, for me, I always try to say like, oh, like I can do things, but like I have shame.
Sometimes.
I'd be having shame. I can't help it. Like I'll be embarrassed about things.
I don't give a fuck.
And Laura doesn't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
And so that's like what makes us like two to tango.
Yep. We're two to hang tango for sure.
Like I can't. I'm also like not trying to show my dick to like random strangers either.
I'm like, look, it's my vagina. I don't care.
You're like, look.
I have a great vagina.
You do have a great vagina. And honestly, I have a great dick. Exactly. It's not even that. Exactly. It's just still like weird to me. Like I don't want.
It is strange.
To like see his dick. And also like, what if I get like hard? I think that's also what embarrassed me as well. Like what if I'm seeing him and I'm seeing his dick? I'm like, what if he starts to get, I get start to get hard because I'm turned on in the situation.
Oh, I would never be turned on.
Of course you wouldn't, but I'm gay. I literally would see a dick and I'm like, wait, I want to touch your pee pee. Like I would, it just wouldn't be the same thing for me. I would be like, wait, I want to plop it on.
It would feel sexual.
It would feel sexual for me. I think that's the problem. And like, wouldn't be.
Wait, what did he say? Plop it on.
I don't know what plop it on even means. Plop it on my little sword fight. Pew, pew, pew.
Like on.
Oh, on my head, like just a little.
A little penis.
No, honestly, that would be a hard no for me. But I honestly commend you for being so brave.
Thank you. Life's short. Have fun. Never. Woo.
Do you know what we also did? We also went to Desi's little birthday party for Ocean.
We sure did.
And that was so cute.
Desi invited us. It was very nice of her because we were like, you know, we don't have like babies. I have a 17-year-old, but that doesn't.
But like, it's not the same as having
a child's birth. It's like a kiddo birthday.
It's a kid's birthday
She
party.
Was like, it's okay. People are coming without kids. And we were like, okay,
great.
Then we'll come.
I haven't been to a children's party in literally, I would say like 10 fucking years.
I don't think so either, but I feel like I'm going to forget one. And then people are going to be like, you came to my child's party.
Oh, I'm sure same with me. Like, my little cousins be like, what the fuck? And I'm like, listen, it don't count. This is a 1-year-old's party. I've been to a 1-year-old's party in so
baby,
long.
Baby, that party was turnt.
It was popping. I mean, I ain't never been to a baby party like that before. I'm talking, I went to the baby party. So it was like 7 in the morning. You got to go early to the park to get the little like chair and the table. I'm like, okay, everyone go there early, 7 o'clock. Get the piñata and stay.
This was a different kind of kids party.
It was a different time.
It was a good time.
It was a good ass time.
It was good to see everybody too. We got to kind of see, catch up with a lot of people we haven't seen in a while. Mm-hmm.
It was really, really cool.
Good to connect with
everyone. We just wanted to say shout out to the party because it was really, really fun.
It was really cute. Miss Perkins, Mr. Perkins. It was very cute.
And Little Perkins.
I
would like some Perkins produce while we're at it. I would like some Perkins produce.
We ain't got none. We got store-bought produce only.
I actually don't even eat produce.
I think at one part of the party, I asked you to come with me so we can look at the garden that she always shows.
You're right. We looked at the corn.
Desi, we were all at your corn.
The corn. Manny Desi, if you're listening to this, we looked at the corn.
Manny was picking bell peppers.
I was not picking any. Imagine. I also don't know what's ripe. Like, I'm like, when would I know when things are ready?
Imagine like our purse is full of vegetables.
Dude, could you imagine? We just like literally just jacked her entire. We're the squirrel. We're the squirrel in the backyard taking all the fucking fruits and vegetables.
Is there a squirrel that's stealing her veggies?
I think there might be. Oh. Like, or like playing her. I think there's some critters playing her.
I have a skunk, so touche.
You're right, and I love your little skunk.
Yeah, we have a device now. We have a skunk that keeps coming in our backyard, and now we found. Because me and Ty are like the most humane trappers of animals.
Of course.
I have picked a rat the size of a football up by its tail and walked it outside.
You're joking.
With my hand. Have I not, Tyler? He's shaking his head. Yes.
Are you joking me right now?
No.
With your fingers?
And it was 3 in the morning because it was in my bedroom.
With the glove?
I kind of put like a towel on it.
Okay. See, that makes me feel a little bit
better. I don't
believe
you would have picked it up with a towel.
I wouldn't have. Let's be honest here. We know me. I have probably grabbed a bucket. And I would have like tried to put the bucket down and somehow coerce it into the bucket and then lifted the bucket.
I just don't think the animal needs to die because it came in my territory. You know what I mean?
Totally. And it was trying to survive. It was trying to do something. It was trying to live its fantasy.
It was trying to fucking eat something. Or my cats probably brought it in.
Honestly, that's probably what it was. They be playing.
The skunk, we found a device where we put it at the spot where he's coming in the gate. And if it detects him coming in, it gives him a little squirt of water.
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah. So it just scares him with water.
Yeah.
A little.
But the thing is, Laura actually likes her skunk that's coming
to
the house.
I love the skunk.
She literally wants to have it as a pet.
I want to remove its glands.
Yeah, no, it's not going to happen. We're not doing that.
Tiger is so mad at me when I brought it up.
Because you were serious. That's the problem.
I am serious.
You're not going to remove its little piss glands.
If I had a pet skunk, my heart would be so fulfilled. Maybe I need to have a baby.
You're like, I think I need a child.
Is that how you know it's time?
I think that's more so children, not necessarily a skunk.
When you're trying to keep rodents?
Yeah, I think that's when you know.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about a little drama that's recently happened.
The tea. Which tea?
Well, we have a lot. First, you want to touch on Mr. Harry, since you collabed with Harry.
Yes.
Explain who Harry is in case people don't know.
So Harry Jowsey, he is a, I would say, a reality star in a way. He
on
was
Netflix?
On Too Hot to Handle on Netflix.
Okay. And what is Too Hot to Handle?
It's like a show on Netflix that's like about like you go onto this place and like you're not allowed to have sex with anyone or
and
you lose money.
And he's one of the contestants?
He was one of the contestants.
Got it.
And I did a collab with him. I glammed him and it was honestly turned out fantastic. He was really, really cool, really down to earth, really sweet. But it just came out like literally today that he it was like shown that he called James an F slur, which is like a rape, not it's like a slur for the gay community. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. An F slur, gay community. I think you can kind of put two
and
two together.
You're picking up what he's putting
down. So I saw that, and honestly, I was really disappointed when I first saw it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, as someone who is gay, I'm like kind of like devastated by it, because it's like people don't really say that word unless it's like used for obviously negative connotation. And I know a lot of the gay community and the queer community is like taking the word back and using it almost like as a joke, or it's almost like a hey queen, like using it in that way. And it's like obviously them us in a way trying to take a word back, take the power from the word, so it doesn't have that kind of effect. So I'm sure if I would have heard him say that like let's say 4 years ago, I'd be even more distraught.
Yeah,
but because I've been trying to like see it as, you know, okay, it's our word, it's a gay's word, like it's okay. But I think it also depends on how you use the word. And he used it in like a, oh, he's a F. Like in a negative against him. So that part was, it was just really disappointing because I just did a collab with him and I was, honestly, I was really bummed. Like I was really sad about
it.
And
he is straight.
He's a straight guy. And that's why it's like, it hits harder because it's like a straight person saying it to a gay person. It's mm-hmm. like, that's when it's like, turn the knife in my heart, you know? But I will say is that like, I'm rooting for Harry. Like, I don't think he's a terrible human being. I think that, you know, it came out a little too easy. It came out a little
like
too easy.
Like he perhaps could have said it before.
Yes, correct.
I got it.
I think it came out a little too easy out of his vocabulary. But I think that
we
when it comes
to...
We
hope he loses that word in his vocabulary completely. That
gone.
Word needs to
no
come
more.
Out of
no
his
mas.
Vocabulary.
Yeah. No mas. No mas. I think that... The thing is, when it comes to things like this is about accountability, right? This is about holding people accountable for the things that they say and the things that they do. And I think that when there is some type of outrage or cry about a word being used against a form of people, then it's like, listen, like this is everyone telling you that this is not appropriate. Mm-hmm. And honestly, maybe he lives in his own bubble. Mm-hmm. I live in my own bubble. We all live in our own bubble in our little way, and like we say things that we might not mean in some ways for jokes or for a reaction. But the thing is, like if someone's saying like this word is not okay, a whole entire section of people, and like when you're getting told that to your face, I think it's kind of like, oh, it's like a wake-up call. Because you don't really ever, let's say if you're like with the boys, right? Let's say you're hanging out with your straight friends and you say it in like a derogatory way, but it's just like a joke. It's like the boys aren't going to say anything back to you.
Right. They're not going to correct you in that way.
So it's like when things like this happen, it's like I'm hoping that this becomes a learning experience for Harry. Mm-hmm. And I think that he will, because he is a very sweet guy, I will say. And I honestly do wish the best for him in the way of him growing and learning from this experience, especially as someone who is gay. Like, it does suck to hear that kind of word from someone who is not gay, especially, and using it in a derogatory way. But I do think that when you hear something like this, again, it's like almost like when your things are going great, you ain't listen to no one around you.
There's nothing to learn.
But when you fall down, you stumble like this is a stumble moment.
We hope he learns.
I hope that he learns and he sees this and he takes it from it. And I am rooting for Harry to move forward and learn why it actually means something.
Not
why
just
it hurts.
Like not say it, but understand.
Exactly. Understand why not
it hurts.
To say it, and not necessarily just like, oh, it's a bad word, but why is it a bad word?
Agreed.
It's because it's a word that's been, you know, for years and years and years, derogatory towards gay people and using it to belittle them and make them less than straight people.
Right.
And so that's what we have to really understand, that it's so much more.
It just sucks the way he used it too.
Exactly. So there's more to the word.
He wasn't joking. He was calling him that.
Exactly. So there's a lot more to the word. There's just deep meaning behind it. And even if the gays are trying to take it back, it's like, that doesn't mean that like it doesn't
everyone
hurt.
Sees it.
Yeah,
it
or
everyone
doesn't mean it doesn't hurt.
Said.
Like, dude,
right.
It's like, it sucks. Cause like, it'd be different if it was like, he was a gay guy who's just using it in like a fun blah, blah, blah way, but he's not. And it's like you're using it in a derogatory way. So you have to be able to know.
Because I didn't know if Harry was gay or straight. Right, right. I wasn't sure. And on. Whenever Manny had told me, no, he is a straight man, I was like, oh, well, and I'm not trying to say, oh, anyone can just throw it out. If you're gay, you can just, you know, harmfully call someone that. You shouldn't. But I do hear it a lot in the gay community. I'm around the gay community a lot. Right, totally. I love the gay community so much, so much, so dear to my heart. But I hear it all the time in a jokeful way. It's not okay for me to say it, but I hear it so much in a jokeful way. So I totally understand what you mean. Like whenever you hear it come out of a straight man's mouth. But he did, I listened to the part of the podcast. It was in a part of his podcast and he accidentally left the clip in. His editor didn't edit out. Got to watch this podcast or don't say things like that.
Yeah, totally.
But it honestly was a little bit just like, damn.
It just sucks because like it's like some steps back.
It is.
After all the great stuff that happened with like Nikita situation and how he was so open and so loving, you know, to the community just in general. And so it just kind of takes a couple steps back. And I'm hoping that he just kind of realizes the mistakes.
It's a learning moment.
I just want it to be a learning moment for him because I can't say that I hate him. Like, I don't dislike him. I think that he's actually like a really sweet guy. He's always been very, very sweet to me.
Mistakes
I'm disappointed.
Have been made.
It's a mistake that's been made, but I'm hoping that he just moves forward.
And I'm sure he will. I am too.
I am too. And I'm hoping the actual best for him in that way.
All right. Well, if you want to move on to more drama,
let's move on.
Baby, it's official. The Ace family home goes back to the bank.
Oh my gosh.
So
the gag is truly to me.
What's the gag?
The gag is like they had just gone like since the beginning, like, no, it's not happening. It's not happening,
I think that's like almost is what is gooping and gagging everyone.
That's the gag. It's like if it were to just happen and like it just happened, like, oh, that sucks. But like it's the constant denial and beating around the truth situation that makes it a little bit more like, girl.
I feel like honestly, people wouldn't even like go as hard on them if they owned one thing that they did, but it's like they pretend that they've done nothing. So people,
that's their issue.
That's the issue
is that it almost feels like everyone else's lives like don't affect them.
Right.
And like nothing affects them and like they're gonna just live their fantasy whatever the way they want to, and it doesn't matter who gets hurt, doesn't matter X, Y, and Z. It doesn't matter what they're audiencing, doesn't matter what they put out. It's just always gonna be the same shit. So it's like, dude, you can't, like, this is why it happened. Like, this is why it's like people are like, oh my God, because it's like you've been so phony constantly.
Yeah. It's just another layer of that. Dude.
And I wonder, like, now that the house is like owned by the bank,
they're supposed to get evicted, which Ty was telling me in the state of California, it could take 30 to 60 days to evict someone. So, you know, if you see them there for a while longer,
that's why
they haven't been evicted yet.
So does that mean that the auction will continue? Will it take place then?
I think not while them living there. I think the bank owns the home. So the bank will probably try to resell it.
Oh,
and so
okay.
Oxygenation the home. Clearly, I'm a professional on these things.
Got it. So, so other than oxygening,
it's tough. Yeah,
you did it to me. Auctioning
off
the items.
Mm-hmm.
So then, do they just get to keep all the stuff that's in their house, even though it's been foreclosed?
I'm not sure if they do.
I'm not like a professional when it comes to
real estate. I remember the first episode of Schitt's Creek and they took all her stuff.
The wigs.
She kept the wigs.
My runner wigs. She's like, don't touch her.
But that was, I believe, had to do with them being sued and they owed money. So they were able to take stuff for Schitt's Creek.
Well, I think that was because like, they owed money.
Yeah.
And
but doesn't the Ace family owe like $8 million?
They owe money. So it's like, how are they not taking the stuff inside the house?
I have no idea.
We don't know any kind of legal workaround. We're just wanting to talk about it a little bit and just hit it and cover it like fools
do. We're just covering what Sam had posted on it, to be honest.
We are just covering Sam's post.
I want you to be on.
Period.
But you know what we're going to do right now?
What?
We're going to take a break.
Okay, take a little break.
And we'll be right back after this. Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
And we're back.
And the brows are filled.
Hey,
back in the brows are filled. We're back.
Okay.
And that's it.
And we're back.
And that's a wrap.
One more topic we want to talk about because I'm real freaking excited.
Oh my God. I'm honestly elated. I'm not going to lie.
Courtney and Travis Barker got engaged.
Oh,
okay, wait, did you see this on TikTok? A girl did investigation. Girls, these girls be popping off. They also found out Kylie was pregnant before she announced it because of her nails.
So
these girls on TikTok be going hard on the Kardashians. Uh-huh. They do the Lord's work because I can't be investing that much time into them.
Oh, no, we just report on it. We just report it.
Exactly. But they were already engaged in Vegas and they did that scene was for the new show on Hulu. So they reset it up so they would be able to film
a
moment of them being engaged and get it on camera. So basically they were already engaged.
Wow.
They've been engaged. Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I mean, regardless, I'm happy. Like it was then, whether it's now, the math, it don't matter.
Do what you got to do for them ratings, honey.
Uh-huh. You got to get that fucking view.
We got a Kim divorce. We got a Kylie pregnancy and a Courtney engagement. She's 42 years old and the first time getting married, right?
Honestly, yeah. And I think first time getting proposed to ever. Honestly, the cool thing about this too is like, this goes to show that like you can be any age. Getting engaged, finding
start
love.
Start your life. Start your love life.
Yeah.
Like, you can do it. But you know what's driving me crazy is people feeling bad for Scott. And I hear you because I feel bad for Scott for 2 seconds. And then I said, this Travis Barker did in 11 months what Scott couldn't do in 11 years.
Yes, yes. I saw that tweet on Twitter and I was like,
it's the truth.
It's the truth, though. It honestly,
he cheated
really is.
On her.
Mm-hmm.
He had substance abuse issues, which I'm not saying she should have left him because of that, but she tried to work with him on that. And clearly,
it didn't work.
You know, she was suffering going through that. So she went through so much with Scott and so much unhappiness. And like, do you remember the episode where she reluctantly invited Scott on their vacation and then Scott ended up coming and then Kim found a girl in his hotel room?
Is that the one where she like goes like,
you
off?
Fucking whore.
This, yeah, get out of
you're
here,
a
whore.
Slut.
Yes,
you whore.
I remember now. I remember. Got it. So
that,
that's then.
That was then.
I've seen that episode. I will
Courtney
not lie.
And Courtney was on that trip.
I don't watch a ton of Keeping Up. Like I've not watched a lot of it, but I have seen clips like that and I have seen that episode.
Yeah.
Because it was such a huge
thing.
Because I was confused by it. I was like, wait, why is she doing this?
The fact that now Kim did that for her sister and like literally drugged that girl out of the room and was like, go.
About to be by her literal head of her hair. But like, honestly, like, is it the girl's fault or is it Scott's
fault? It's not the girl's fault, but girl, you know who Scott Disick is.
But you know exactly what's happening. You know what time it is.
You know who Kourtney Kardashian is.
You know what time it is. You know what time it is.
So it's your both of your, when it's the point when it's someone like Scott Disick and you know you're in the know, it's both of your fault.
You're going to get wrecked. I'm going to scream at you too, just like I'm going to scream at Scott.
You're going to get wrecked. So it's like, let's all back off feeling bad for Scott for 5 minutes.
For a second.
And give a female a moment.
Please.
Because I feel like, damn. I feel like because she's a girl and it's like, oh, let's feel bad for the guy. Let's feel bad for the guy.
I mean, not rot. Honestly, I'm just trying to be.
Like, Scott, I hope you're happy, but yeah, dude, totally. I ain't feeling bad for you, bruh.
I'm not feeling bad though either though. Because honestly, I'm too happy for Kourtney to feel bad for Scott.
Bingo.
Period. Like, I don't give a fuck about his feelings in the situation. I care about Kourtney and her happiness and where she's going with it. And I mean, honestly, like, it's an engagement. Like, you want it to be the happiest time. Why the fuck are people focusing on Scott when it's about her and Travis?
Exactly.
I don't get it. Like, I literally don't understand why the fuck they're focusing on Scott. Darn. Okay, move on. Let's talk about the happiness.
Okay, he had 11 years. Next.
Exactly.
Next.
So I'm honestly just very happy for Kourtney and I'm happy for fucking Travis and I hope that they have the most amazing life together and I hope that it lasts forever.
Me too.
And it's a forever love.
I hope it's forever too.
I want a forever love.
I also was like one of the biggest Blink-182 fans ever. So Travis
Were
Barker.
You?
Oh, ever.
This is when you were in your scene days, right?
Yeah, but I was really young when some of their like big songs came out. Uh-huh. I remember for my family, I pulled a step stool out of the garage and dressed up like a rocker and I performed one of their songs my family. And my family had to sit there. And,
they're like.
And I remember I had a stick with duct tape on it for my mic. I have pictures. And I performed Blink-182. Huge fan.
Yep. You sang it with your actual voice?
I did with my voice.
Oh.
But the music was playing too. Okay, so there you go. I sang
like lip syncing in
a way. Lip syncing for my life.
Got it. Mm-hmm. You were death dropping too?
Absolutely.
As you should, even at that age.
Absolutely.
I want to see you break your knees.
Me too.
Both of them.
Wooden knees.
Yes, knees of wood and not of steel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, Manny.
Well, let's pivot.
Let's pivot a little bit,
you guys. Let's pivot to being brand owners and like what it freaking entails. And like, I thought it would be kind of fun just kind of start off like why we created a brand, mm-hmm. how we created a brand, mm-hmm. and like the work that went into it in general.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you go first.
I created a brand.
The end.
The end. That's all. Okay, listen. Let me just tell you this. I created my makeup line having no idea what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
And I created my makeup line making a lot of mistakes. And I'll be honest, it is nothing like what I thought it was going to be.
1,000,000,000% on that one, actually.
I thought it was going to be fun, first of all.
Well, I thought it was going to be more fun than the hecticness.
It's pure
hectic.
And it's
more hectic than fun.
It's so bad.
And I think a lot of people think that's going to be like the most like amazing, like happy-go-lucky, easy thing.
I think they think
they're
going to play in makeup all day.
I think that's what they think.
And that's not what it is.
And that's like the only saving grace fun part about it. Other than, of course, like when you go on sale and things are like going and finally happening and people like your product, that's amazing. But like, it's so much more work than you think it is because me and Laura are actually self-funded. We've already talked about this a little bit, but we invested our own personal money that we've made mm-hmm. into creating our products and our brand.
Right. So, So starting a makeup line, you think, I love creating. That's what I knew. Mm-hmm. I loved makeup. I knew a lot about makeup. I knew a lot about good makeup, bad makeup, medium makeup. I already knew all these things. Mm-hmm. So, and I had already collabed as you had you before your brand with a couple of makeup brands. So we kind of had like a little bit of the creating under our belt, but none of the business of it all. And like how working with the labs, like emailing back and forth, like mm-hmm. those brands did that for us. They did all the hard part.
Totally.
And when you collab, you get to do just the fun parts.
Okay, so the fact that you kind of brought the collaboration.
What?
I kind of want to like say a little story.
Don't. I'm just kidding. I don't know what you're going to say.
Do you remember like when we did the episode of like, well, we answered hard questions and it was like, we were talking about like worst collab experience.
Uh-huh.
I have a worst collab experience, but I forgot to mention it then.
Oh, we'll mention it now.
And I feel like I need to kind of reset my thing because I was just like,
I have no idea what you're about to say.
Are you sure? I think you know a little bit.
If you say like the first word, it'll all come to me, but I don't know what you're going to say.
So I did a collaboration with her. I'm not going to say the brand's name or anyone's names involved.
Am I going to know what you're talking about?
You will.
Okay.
So I did a collaboration with the brand. And honestly, if you guys just put two and two together, math, I did a collaboration with the brand and they were supposed to do a collaboration with another influencer after me.
is still not with me.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
We're
okay.
All keep following.
So they're just supposed to do a collaboration with another influencer post my collaboration.
Okay.
So apparently this influencer was like, I'm not going to do the collab with you.
So the influencer backs out.
Influencer backs out.
Influencer number two.
Influencer number two.
Got it.
Influencer backs out. Number two backs out of the collaboration. And the problem is that the brand had already ordered materials for said collaboration. And they're like, we already ordered your product and your material. Like, what's going on? And so the number two backed out, though.
Okay.
So brand comes to me and is like, I would love to do another collaboration with you. Because
and they told you the truth.
They told me the truth. They were like, because honestly, influencer number two, they backed out, and
we have this product.
We have this product, and we would love to do this product with you. It has to be a several of the same shades that the influencer picked.
Oh no!
Which is part where I was like,
so you're picking up the scraps of someone else?
Yeah. So basically, I'm picking up the scraps of someone else's collaboration, mm-hmm. and I'm like, kind of like a little bummed about it, to be honest. I was like, well, the first one was successful. So I was okay. Well, the first collab was successful. So I'm like, okay, cool.
So this is maybe would I can be do, the second time that you're collabing.
This would be the second time we collaboration.
Okay. So you had already collabed with this brand in the past.
Already collabed.
Got
this
it.
Would be our number two.
Got it.
And the first one was successful. So I'm like, oh, maybe the number two would be just successful. So let's do number two. So
they're working with you. They're trying to work with another influencer at the same time. This influencer backs out. And they're like, well, with your collab number two, how about you just take this product and launch it? Essentially,
it
you can
even,
tweak it a little.
They didn't even want to do, like, we didn't have plans for collab number two. It wasn't until after the influencer had left.
Oh my God. She came back to you.
Yes. So it was after that. So I was like, okay. And so honestly, because the first experience was good, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, for sure. I'm going to go ahead and like, let's do it. Like, I'll take over the collaboration. I know I have to have a certain amount of shades from this person in it. I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Like, I'm okay.
Okay.
I'm okay with doing that because I liked the shades. It's not like I didn't like them. They were already ordered. Like, I knew that they were in a bind and I was willing to take over that. Like, I understood the assignment.
Got it.
I was like, baby, you got to do what you got to do. So I started working on the custom shades and the custom things around the things that were already done.
Okay.
Okay. So I'm trying to do this. I'm like literally working with them, sending samples back and forth. Like, I'm already like, baby, I have the whole color story done of the whole entire situation. Okay. I have the whole color story done. And while we're in the process of approvals, I found out.
Oh boy.
That the brand was like pitching out the collaboration to other people.
Oh. So they basically like, I have this product. Let me just reach out to a ton of influencers and see if someone will take it off my hands. It wasn't like a genuine, like, Manny, we love you so much. We definitely want to do this with you again.
That's how it felt to me. And I felt like I was like, so you're offering this person, someone who I wasn't friends with at the time, by the way.
Offered
another person who I was not friends with. And I was like, I'm already doing this with you. Like, how could you go behind my back and give it to someone else?
Oh my God, wait.
And give it was
wait,
like,
so after you
instead.
Accepted it.
Yeah, this is after
no.
This is after I accepted.
Okay,
Laura.
Wait, so Manny has now accepted to take on yep. the other person's collab and make it
yep.
his own.
Yep.
And then why is this person still fishing?
I don't know.
Okay.
This is where that, so I'm like, you know what? Let me go ahead and hop on the phone. So let me go and have a little call real quick. So I go and jump on a call and I said, what the fuck is going on? Because I'm over here like, I'm actually kind of annoyed.
How did you find out?
I found it from other people.
So the people that she was reaching out to?
No. I found out from people that were friends with the person that she was collaborating with. That was going to take over my collaboration. Because that person was like, oh, like I might be taking a collaboration for Manny.
And you're, oh.
Yeah. And I was like,
I hope you know after this you're gonna tell me all these names
because of course I am.
I genuinely don't know. Maybe you told me 100 years ago and I just don't remember.
No, I'm gonna go and let you know afterwards, like okay. with actual names and stuff okay. like that. The thing is, like, I am open and like want to talk about certain situations that happened in my life because it's our fucking podcast, I can do whatever the fuck I want.
Absolutely.
But I also don't want to be super problematic and like throw people under the bus in any kind of way, shape, or form. This is my experience and that's all I want
to
say.
It's a great intro into welcome to this industry.
It's exactly. So I call, I'm like, what the fuck's going on? And they're like, oh, well, you know, so sorry you found out this way, but like you're friends with problematic people. And that was like kind of the excuse that they were going with. And I was like, if I was friends with problematic people, then why did we do the round number one?
Exactly.
So I was really, really confused. And honestly, it like broke up our friendship for a long time because we were friends before we even did the collaboration. But
what?
I felt so, in a way, backstabbed because I'm like, so not only did I take one for the team for you because mm-hmm. the other influencer backed out on you,
mm-hmm.
I took over the collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're vetting out that to someone else, it didn't make sense to me.
It sounds like this person's messy.
It was like the messiest situation. I was like, you know what?
I think I may know, but I'll be honest. I think I'm like,
How many percentage do you know?
I'm a 60%.
Okay, okay.
I'm not for sure that I know, but I think I know, but I'm like not very confident in my answer.
Okay, got it. Well, yeah.
we'll talk about that
after. But like, so that wow. I would say with my worst collaboration. I honestly think I blocked it out of my memory because yeah. it was such a like frustrating time. And now I will say me and that person, like the brand owner, we're cordial, we're cool. Like no, there's no issues between us. Like we're not like enemies.
It's not
in any way,
like
shape,
an
form.
Ongoing
we've
beef.
We've talked and everything's like fine and everything's been squashed. I'm not a hold on to beef person. I've never been like that. I don't like holding on to beef. So we just kind of like let bygones be bygones and they're living their life. I'm living mine. But I will say it's like that experience, I've never been able to get over it in a way. Mm-hmm. And I think that deep down, I've already knew that happened, even though I blocked it away. I've never been able to get past it in like a way. It was like, I've never been as close to that person as I once was.
Yeah, like torched your friendship.
It literally was like, I felt so backstabbed and betrayed when I was the one like putting my neck out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that would say that was my worst collaboration experience since we talked about collabs. I was like,
wow.
I just remember this like literally, I'm not kidding you, like 2 days ago. And I was like, wow. Why didn't I say this for my worst collab experience? And I think I blocked it out.
There's
not
always
kidding.
Time to talk about it.
There's always time.
Today.
There's always time. So I'm like, you know what? I just thought I would bring it up because honestly, it kind of goes to show that it can be a really hairy, messy situation when it comes to the beauty world in general. And I was like, dude, this like, it sucked. It really genuinely sucked. And hearing that from someone who I like put my neck out for and that to happen to me, I was like, this isn't cool. If this is how it's going to be, like, I'm done. And so obviously I never came out with
I would never work with that person again.
And
personally.
I never did. And mm-hmm. I never did. And we never did the collaboration. And even the person that was going to take over the collaboration
they
or whatever,
did
they didn't even do it.
Wow.
So literally it didn't even happen with them either. So yeah, so that was like
beautiful,
ultimate worst
just lovely.
Collaboration experience.
Yeah, that sounds pretty scarring.
And that was before I created the brand. So like I was scared wow. because I'm like, if this is how it's going to be, like, can I even do my own?
Gosh, I'm happy. I'm really happy I came out with Lauren Lee Los Angeles whenever I did because I don't want to ever be one of those people that portrays the market as you can't come out with a makeup line because there's too many.
Right.
But the numbers in makeup are going down. If you look up the percentages, they are.
Well, if you look at the brick and mortar store specifically.
I mean,
brick and mortar
sales are down.
Brick and mortar
sales are down in makeup, and there's more and more makeup lines dropping every day. So mm-hmm. the math ain't mathing.
And brick and mortar, when we say brick and mortar, we mean stores
in
that
store.
Are in person.
In
person. So like Sephora's, Ulta's, mm-hmm. they're all brick and mortar stores.
Brick and mortar is in store.
In store.
E-commerce is online. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm glad I came out with makeup line when I did.
I'm so happy we came out with it when we did.
Yes.
2017, 2018.
What's funny is, you know, when I came out with Make-A-Line, I touched on this a little bit, but I think whenever you, like, if you guys wanted to create a brand and it doesn't have to be makeup of any sort, I think you need to have a really clear vision of what mm-hmm, that brand mm-hmm. is, what's the aesthetic of the brand, what's the logoing of the brand, what does the brand look like as a whole, what is our creative design that we're going to stick through and through with this brand. And I didn't have any of that because, like I said before with you, what I knew is, like, I love makeup. I love creating things. I know a lot about makeup. I know how to make good makeup. And so I thought that's what I needed.
That's all you needed to know.
And I needed a lot more, to be honest, mm-hmm. because me and Ty started my brand with just me and him.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a creative director.
No.
There wasn't a PR team,
nope.
social media people.
Nope.
You know, we've built out a lot, but we didn't have any of that. So we made so many mistakes. And what sucks, it's like a good thing and bad thing. It's like a double-edged sword because we came out with Cast Pajamas as our first product, and mm-hmm. me and you talked a little bit about this already, how it was not cohesive. And honestly, if you look at my makeup line today, Cast Pajamas like has nothing to do with that. Like it
right.
doesn't even look like it belongs to this brand.
Totally.
You know what I mean? So
same.
I feel like I've like, right.
with my
like,
first Lunar Beauty, with for Lights of Drag 1.
Yeah.
It don't flow with Eternal Eclipse.
Exactly. And like you come up with so much stuff and you can like look at your palettes and you mm-hmm. go, oh, that's Lunar Beauty. Cause you know,
yes, cause
it fits the aesthetic
the branding.
Of the brand.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have your branding down. I would say that was one of my biggest mistakes. And now today I've launched a second brand, Nudie Patootie, which is a curated clothing boutique. And it was about 20 times easier to launch because mm-hmm. I had learned from so many mistakes. I think mm-hmm. it could have totally been a wreck if I launched the same boutique back in 2016 without learning all the lessons I've learned. But I've learned so much about having your own business and like how everything works and like what you need to be prepared with before you start it and what your ideas are. And it just needs to be a very clear
concise journey.
And it wasn't, but Nudie Patootie was, and I gotta say, it was like 20 times easier mm-hmm. launching it because I had so much time to prep what it is, what it's going to be like, and what's the aesthetic and what's the branding of Nudie Patootie. And because I had all that down pat,
girl, made it 10 times easier.
It made it 10 times
There's
easier.
Just so much more, you guys, like then it, that goes into a brand than swatching colors. That's mm-hmm. kind of thing what we kind of wanted to talk about, is that there is a lot more going on, and there's MOQs is one thing that I don't even know if a lot of people know what MOQs even are. MOQs are minimum order quantity per SKU. A SKU is one item from your brand. Let's say, for example, this water bottle, it's a SKU. This is a SKU. Like, it's just one item per thing, like a liquid lipstick and a lip gloss. They're different SKUs. Mm-hmm. So an MOQ is what their minimum order requirement per SKU is. For example, if I'm like, okay, I want to come out with this shade of something, and the MOQ is 20,000 mm-hmm. per SKU, per shade. Do you know how much money that is? Mm-hmm. Do you know how much money you can have to pour into something? This is why also a lot of indie brands, especially the smaller indie brands, the MOQs tend to be a lot, are honestly too high for some different places, that they don't launch tons of things all the time. They have smaller launches than bigger brands do because MOQs are so high. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've had a lab that I was like, oh, I want to work on this project. And they're like, the MOQs gonna be 50,000 per shade.
I've had that too.
And I was like, what? Like, yeah. Let's say a blush palette. I've come out with a blush palette before, and blush individuals. I come out with a blush palette, 6 shades in one blush palette. MOQ of, let's just say, 20,000. MOQ. 6 individual shades, 20,000 per shade. That's 6 times 20, 120,000.
That you gotta buy.
Buy SKUs. Mm-hmm. So imagine how you're gonna end up going with the blush palette for 20,000 MOQ instead of the blush individuals for 120,000.
I think that, for a small business, makeup makes it really hard to do a small indie business. So if you want to do like a small business of jewelry, or you want to do a small business of other things, mm-hmm. it might be easier. But I think makeup is one of the hardest industries to do if it's going to be a small business, because labs cater to conglomerates such as Estee Lauder,
the big brands,
L'Oreal, and then all the brands that they buy, because that's who's backing them and that's who is like can easily work with them and like their crazy requirements. Labs, honestly, I don't want to say it's like pointless for them to work with, but I will say smaller brands are less on their radar, and mm-hmm. they honestly care a little less if you're not like a massive conglomerate that's going to make them billions.
Even one of the labs in the US I use, I'm like no longer even using, because it's to the point where they've raised our prices so high mm-hmm. at the lab that I'm like, I can't even pay this.
That's the same thing that happened with us. So I was answering questions yes. on L'Oreal Los Angeles mm-hmm. the other day, and someone was like, did you switch labs like Manny did? And I went ahead and told him I did.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I think they've lost their mind and they're ripping people off. It's a ripoff. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what happens in turn of that is you guys get ripped off.
Yep.
Because
we have to overcharge
mm-hmm. because of what we're paying for a product. So I'm getting ripped off, then you get ripped off, and it just becomes this cycle of everyone getting ripped off and the lab running home with their bank.
And the thing is, me and Laura are not gougers when it comes to our beauty brand.
I'm not going to gouge people.
We don't like to gouge. We want to get things that are at a fair price, awesome quality, fair price, and we work on our shit. Like, that's like what we pride ourselves in doing since the beginning of our brands. We had stuff that was at an affordable price point that wasn't going to break the bank, but still beautiful products that would actually work well and know that we killed ourselves for.
This same lab kind of hurt our Nudie 2 launch, because the way they played us a little bit was, so conglomerates create makeup about 3 years early, whereas
yes,
so makeup takes about a year to create, but mm. where you have conglomerates, which I mean the big dogs,
huge,
Estee Lauder,
huge brands,
Urban Decay, and all the brands that possible. They own. Think of yeah. these huge brands. So because they have so much red tape and testing and corporate ladders to climb with the products they come out with and approvals, they'll start creating something 3 years before it comes out. So the stuff you're seeing on the shelves from Maybelline and Target, mm-hmm. that stuff was created 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then it went into production, but they do all their business way early on. Whereas a smaller brand, we're able to create a year out.
Like so a little quicker.
A little quicker. So
a little quicker, because we don't have the overhead of like having to do like a type of person that like needs to approve all the things that we want, because we already approve it. It's us. We're approving all this stuff.
It doesn't go through 30 old men in corporate. It goes through Laura Lee. Do you know what I'm saying? Manny. So you're saving a lot of time.
So much more time saving for us. But the thing is, like, because that is like a lot of times we're like, oh, well, we have like weights for the lines.
Well, this lab played me because uh-huh. they knew. They were like, I was like, okay. Everything's approved. We have to place our PO, which means PO means purchase order. You pay 50% of your purchase order whenever you place the order for them to manufacture your product. Mm-hmm, and then once it is in your warehouse, you pay the other 50% of the PO
some
purchase
labs
order.
Will allow this. Some labs, like we want it all.
Some want it all up front. Our new lab wants it all up front.
Uh-huh. Our yep. new lab wants it all up front. And we're like, okay.
Great. Well, uh-huh. I'm like, well, honey,
there's goes you my
better
get account.
It better be perfect. Uh-huh. But anyway, so this lab, we place the order. We're like, okay, we need it. So we'll have it in time for Christmas. Nudie too.
Right.
We'll need to place this order ASAP. And they're like, great. Go ahead and place the PO. We'll get it to you. November, you can launch. We're like, cool. Mm-hmm. So they go, oh, by the way, we didn't realize those two foiled shades in Nudie too. They're the most expensive shades.
Oh, my, they're, Laura.
Honey, they're the most expensive shades we've ever seen. And we're so sorry we didn't catch that. But for you to redo those, you can't launch this year.
So they literally tied your hands behind your fucking back.
They tied my hands behind my back. The same lab. They tied my hands behind my back and put me in a situation where if I wanted to create an eyeshadow that wasn't a rip-off price, which is what they did to me, mm-hmm. then I don't have a holiday launch. And they said, or you can just place your PO and buy the expensive eyeshadows. What do you want to do?
You can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
This is what happens with small brands, and this is
how they fuck us.
This is how they fuck us, and this is why I say labs and makeup are set up to cater to big conglomerates,
yes.
And they screw the little man.
And I will say, I do feel like there are now happening because there are so many smaller brands coming out. There's more indie brands, there's more influencer brands, there's more smaller brands. I do feel like things are starting to happen where they are starting to help a little bit more out on the little guy because they're realizing that the big guys aren't ordering as much units.
Yeah.
Because the, again, brick and mortar stores, they're not getting the kind of traffic that they're used hurting. To get. They're hurting. So it's like you need to start catering to the little guys, the little brands who might place littler POs, littler purchase orders, because they are going to hopefully continue to purchase with you instead of placing one order and never using you again.
Exactly.
So it's honestly like, it's crazy like how much harder it is than like you would think. Like even like going through approvals, the approval process of like, let's say one eyeshadow is truly shocking. Mm-hmm. The approval, I'm gonna just kind of say it because I think it's kind of funny. So let's say I want a shadow to look like this blue for my water bottle. Let's just say a blue, right? So I send in this water bottle. I'm like, hey, I want a shadow that looks like this blue. Can you send me one? They're like, okay, cool. They send me shadow samples that look like this blue in a matte form. And I'm like, okay, it doesn't really look like it. Can you send me again? And they're like, okay. Work drawing board, send it again. That's two I've already just said, okay, cool, I approve it. Second one, I approve. Then they're like, okay, cool, we're gonna send you the press samples of that shade. So they send me three more samples, A, B, and C, of how hard or how soft you want the shadow to be pressed. And it's like, okay, I choose B, cool. So now we're gonna send you the mass sample of what we created once we got into production. Mm-hmm. And this is what it's gonna look like. This is your final. So this is what we're gonna send you. So this is what it looks like. Okay, cool, great. So now what we're gonna do is we're gonna send you our bulk sample of like, mm-hmm. this is what's going inside the palette. Okay, great. So I'm literally about, with one shade, about seven shades
testing,
deep.
Testing it, yeah.
I've tested about seven
and
times.
And that is after you've pretty much approved it.
And that's after my approval.
Yeah, that's actually, it's officially approved and ready to go into production. And then it goes into 100. And that's for one shade. So you gotta think, making multiple palettes, multiple different items a year, how much you're testing and how much is gonna go into that.
And this is, I mean, obviously everyone's different, but this is one of the labs I had in the US. And that mm-hmm. was like the testing process. And honestly, for 15 shades, doing that many approvals, when I have to also run a YouTube channel, I have to do social media on everything, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, making all those content, plus now having a podcast, mm-hmm. plus like also trying to live a normal life, like and like have time for me, mm-hmm. I was actually running myself thin. This is also why I sometimes only upload one time on YouTube, to be honest. Because mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes I'll be running myself so thin when it comes to the actual work I have to put in behind the scenes that I'm like, you guys, I'll show me napping. Okay, guys, just woke up from a nap, but I'm not showing the fact
that's
that I'm
improving. That's because you're snapping your downtime.
Exactly, I'm snapping my downtime, and I'm not snapping like my work time.
Well, I talked about this a little bit because I did a Get Ready With Me video today, and I actually talked about this a little bit, how I've run myself thin. I really have. Oh, okay, you know.
We both have. Uh-huh. And we've talked about this, you guys, a literal million times. Me and Laura have talked to each other like, dude, like we can't keep going the way we've gone.
So next year I plan on like downsizing my life a little bit because I don't really get any free time. And if I do take free time, I am punished for it like quickly, like later on, like shortly after. It's like things just more so pile up than me actually getting free time. So the mm-hmm. whole time I have any free time, I'm just set with a ball of anxiety of things I need to be doing. And it's like, honestly, I don't want to say it's not a life worth living, but how am I supposed to live, love, laugh in these conditions?
Well, the thing is too, like when you're like, life's happening when you're working. Yeah. Like you can't like just expect like to like I'm one day have a break. Like you need to make the break happen. 16
hours a day, 7 days exactly. a week. When is my life? When?
And I know it sounds like kind of, cause it's like, you're just doing social media for a living. And
oh,
it's like,
no, honey. No, baby.
There's just
social
so much
media
that goes,
is actually like a smaller fraction of what I
yeah,
do.
Yeah. There's just so much that goes on behind the scenes too. Especially like when now we're running brands that it's just like, we both can't keep going the way we have kept going.
Well, now we've added the podcast on too.
And now we've added the pod on. So now we're like.
So literally I do press, I do podcasts. Yes, press, I do two videos a week on YouTube. I do Instagram posts every week. I do TikToks every week. I tweet every week. I IG story every day. I run one and two brands. You know, it.
Literally same other than two brands. I have one.
You don't want same. To. You don't.
I don't want to though. You don't want to. I do not want to. I can barely handle the one.
And I know everybody's advice is like delegate, and I'm like, trust me.
And
my
you have.
Oh, honey,
baby Tyler.
My
he's out here helping
I have literally
too.
Multiple employees mm-hmm. that work for me that mm-hmm. delegate to run the businesses. I do not do every part of the businesses, but there are multiple parts that have to have me in it. And so, in order for me to show up, but as I was saying, I feel like my plate is so full. And as I read Matthew McConaughey's book somewhat recently this year, and he was
it's
in
like
the
a
same
book?
Not really. Kind of just like tells his life story okay. and like kind of tells like things that have happened in his life and kind of where he went wrong and how he fixed it and things like that. But he talks about, and I felt like I related to him in this way, how his plate was too full and he was giving everything in his life a C whenever everything in his life deserved an A. So in order to give things an A plus, he needed to cut some stuff out, and he did. And it like led to such a happier life. So I do plan on cutting a lot of the things I do out. As a human being, I want time to hang out with my family. I want to like go to the beach and not be on my phone working the entire time. Like I want to do normal things that people do, even people that work 40 hours a week. Like they'll take the weekend to spend a little time. Like people be like, I binged the whole TV show.
That's the problem. We don't get weekends.
There's no weekend.
Working on the weekends.
They're like, oh, I binged this TV show, and I go, I don't get to binge a TV show. I get like half of one episode in.
I'm only able to, and I only can binge if I'm binging from about 9 p.m. to about 2 in the morning.
I have to go to bed because I'm up at like 7 a.m.
She gets up earlier. I get up around like 9. So that's like my binge TV time is I can only watch TV from 9 to 2.
I
want to
binge an entire Netflix show. Mm-hmm. I want to do a puzzle on the weekends. Like I want all these things for myself, but I'm literally playing catch up and like... I've been really exhausted for a while.
It's also hard because honestly, there's this thing in my own head. I feel like I need to, I'm grateful for what I have, of course, but I feel like because of the life that I live and the things that we do, I almost feel like I'm being ungrateful if I'm not working so hard.
I do too.
It's like this really weird thing where it's like, oh, well, you're not grateful enough because you're not working as hard. And I'm like, no, but I am grateful. And like, I need to be, and I, almost like my brain's telling me that I need to be more grateful. I need to keep working and like not complain about being burnt out about certain things and going overboard.
Because you have so much from doing it.
Because I get, exactly. And I do get burnt out, and I do get like, oh my God, I'm like super overwhelmed right now, and I don't know what the fuck to do. I'm gonna fucking freak out. But it's like, but you have so much, so it's like you can't complain.
Honestly, I think that's a societal problem. I think society is constantly feeding us that like the more you do, the more successful you'll be, the more happier you'll be, the more things you can achieve, the more things you'll get, and you always need to be achieving. You always need to be like gaining things. And I don't think that's why we're put on this earth, actually.
No, I think we're just here to enjoy life.
Fucking enjoy life. And we've and turned survive. It into a madman's race where it's like, if you're not constantly going uphill succeeding, you're completely failing in your flop.
Literally.
Like that is what society has fed us, fed everyone for so long. And like we... as a generation need to preach to people that it's okay to do nothing. You are not a loser. You are not a failure if you don't have a million things going on.
Totally. And like, honestly, like that's a big part too. Like people taking breaks in life. Like let's say going to your college, be like, dude, like, this is so hard. I need to take a year off. Take the year.
You know, anything like that. Sleep on your mom's couch for
totally.
A year.
Totally. You know what I mean? But, like, you know, have a goal in mind. Absolutely. Yeah. But like, that doesn't mean that you can't take breaks for yourself. As obviously in moderation, like everything in moderation. But it's just hard because it's so easy to kind of tell yourself in your own head, like that you need to be doing more because of the things you've been given in your life. But like, you also have to listen to your mind and your heart and like know that, like, for example, with me, like I obviously suffer from anxiety and depression issues, and like if I'm getting to like a big depression and I'm working myself to the bone, I just know I'm gonna blow up even more when like the depression hits me hard. You know, and I need to kind of like know that I need to take care of my mental first more than like I need to take care of my YouTube channel first.
The thing is, I feel like I'm gonna be on my, well, I will be on my deathbed one day because I am not immortal.
Right.
Newsflash, I'm not gonna live forever.
I didn't know that. Yeah, okay, it's got true. It.
I will die
good
one day.
For you.
And you know, I feel like I'm going to be on my deathbed. And I'm going to look back and be like, great. You worked your whole life.
And when did you stop to enjoy it all?
Great. Now you die. That's what I feel like is going
to
happen.
I know that. Honestly, it scares me.
And it's
about
like,
that.
Yeah, sure. There's great rewards for my hard work, but it ain't always about the reward.
Bitch, pre-2018?
Yeah.
Baby, me pre-18, like this is me now. And I'm like accepting and like, obviously like learning and growing and like want to like live my life the way I do. Baby, me to pre-18, I was like, I just need to go. Like, what's a break? Never heard of it.
I literally, I was recently doing press for like my house tour and like what inspired me to redo it. And I'm like, girl, I've been trying to redo my house since I moved into it. I just haven't had time. And the pandemic happened and I ended up with time to actually do that.
Yeah.
But I'm like, no, I always wanted to. I was just busy traveling everywhere all the time. I was
and just doing
never
things constantly.
Home, gone all the time. So now I try to be home more, but since I've started a second business and the podcast, like I picked up more things. So I'm like, I just replaced those things with more things. So
I mean, but luckily you're going to downsize a little bit more too. Well, and so I'm going to do more things as well.
My goal for 2000. 2022 is to do less things. We're not going to pick up any more things, and then we're going to drop some things off. I don't know what everything's going to be yet and like what all I'm going to do, but I have like the opposite goal for 2022.
Right. But the thing is that when you take on a lot, when you take on a lot though, you have to do less, because you're going to literally run yourself into the fucking ground.
Oh, I have.
And you will be 6 feet under being like, what the fuck did I just do?
I've literally ran myself into the ground.
Yeah. So have I.
And I got to polish out this year, and I'm going to polish out this year totally. Working hard. I'm going to work my 7 days a week and enjoy the misery of it all. But next year I'm going to change things. That's like been my goal since about like, I would say May this year.
Mm-hmm. I remember you telling me.
Cause I'm like, have been at my breaking point, but I already have commitments. So I'm obviously going to, I'll always finish out my commitments.
I have a question. Whenever you get to like a point where you're like at the breaking point, will like any little thing set you off and make you cry?
Yeah.
Cause that happens to me sometimes.
Yeah.
Like if I'm working and I don't even realize that I'm like shaking the bottle, that I'm overwhelmed, that finally like even like one little thing could like uncork me and I'm just like crying and I can't
like
stop.
I'll just like snap at people around me whenever no one needs to be snapped at, because I'm so stressed and overwhelmed. I'm like,
I'm gonna kill you right now.
Yeah, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah.
And it's like, because my plate is so full, like I'm going crazy.
Yeah, you're gonna drop it.
And that happens to me. But I will tell you guys, if you want to start a makeup line, like I'm gonna be upfront and honest. Just like when people ask me what it's like to start a YouTube channel, like I try to be honest then and not give you a bullshit answer. Mm-hmm. It's hard.
It's so hard.
It's a lot of work and it's hard. And a lot goes into it. I just wish we knew more. Yeah.
Before going into it.
I wish I
was more prepared.
I wish someone would have told me how expensive it is.
Yeah.
I wish someone would have told me about like lead times and just like how labs will play games with you and
fuck you over.
And
all that stuff.
It's just like, I wish, and I had to learn all these things, as did you, through the experience of having a makeup line. So. Totally. And it makes it not the most fun process, but I feel like that's everything in life. But then I started new with Tootie, and because I learned all those things, it's been more of a breeze.
Yeah, and like, honestly, and I feel like I've also got to the point now where my brand, it's like rewarding and I'm happy and I'm having fun with it. And like, I'm getting to the point where it's like, I'm having fun with the process. And like, not that I have never had fun with it. I've always had fun with it, but like kind of taking the joy from it. Like I have to remember to like know that it's like going to be okay. And like, you know, things like there's things out of my control. The port's out of my control.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, different things, they're out of my control. And I know that I just only do what I can. Mm-hmm. I think once you kind of accept that, it helps a lot.
Right.
But I can only do the best that I can. And I'm just going to continue to be honest and move forward with that.
Right.
And that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
So good luck to everyone out there. What's our bad? We don't mean to scare you. If we scared you, we're so sorry. But
may God,
have mercy on your souls.
It's an interesting journey.
Very.
All right. Well, Mandy, do you want to do a little trivia?
I say, why not? Let's end
Put
it on
your
a
headphones
cute.
On.
Oh, you're right. Let's end it on a cute note of a little trivia moment. The headphones are headphoning. Oh my God, I hear myself so clear.
Me too.
It's so strange.
Who's ready for a little trivia time?
Tyler.
What's up, guys?
Hi. We're ready for some questions. This time I ask kindly, can you please give us an A, B, and C, because I'm an idiot.
I think A, B, and C is really, really fair to ask at this point.
Listen, if I was, what's his name? Don't tell me, Neil.
Armstrong.
No.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
If I was Neil deGrasse Tyson, I don't need an A, B, and C.
Got it.
But I'm not.
An astrophysicist.
He's an I love him.
Is that the Jeopardy guy?
No.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of Neil. I've listened to a few podcasts.
Oh, okay, got it, guys. So you're just like a podcast dude.
I'm just like
a smart podcast guy.
No, he just goes on people's podcasts sometimes because people like to pick his
he's
brain.
He's on TV a lot.
But he's also on TV show. Exactly, and he also like he's charismatic. So,
okay, so he's like fun,
but a genius,
but smart, fun guy like
a
me.
Smart fun guy. Mm-hmm. It's a little different.
It's a bit different. Okay, down.
All right, we're ready for some. Fool questions.
Yes.
Fool questions. Right. Yes.
First question. I'm going to give you guys a few softballs here. How many colors are in the rainbow?
Okay, wait. So are you going to give us A, B, and C?
I'm going to give you A, B, and C.
Okay. Colors of the rainbow.
A, one.
That's a trick question.
B, five. C, seven.
Okay. I think I have it.
One, two, three. C.
You guys are correct.
Yeah. Roy G. Biv.
Oh my God. I didn't even do that. I was just assuming it was seven.
I was counting.
I actually, you know what? I could actually answer that without the A, B, and C, to be honest. I
you
need that
should
one.
Be. Are you gay?
You're right.
Isn't that the symbol?
It's this. It actually is the symbol.
It is.
It is. But honestly, don't even try me with like. I have a lot of thoughts about the rainbow on clothes.
Really?
The rainbow on clothes during Pride Month. I have a lot of the rainbow opinions when it comes to that time.
Agreed.
So now, like, I can't.
Girl, everybody be popping up the rainbow all of a sudden. All of a sudden.
Oh, you like the gays now?
Oh, suddenly.
Huh. Funny.
All right. Question number two. What is a tomato? A, a fruit. B, a vegetable. C, a herb.
Oh my God. Wait, what was the options again? A, B, and C, what were the options?
A, a fruit. B, a vegetable. C, a herb.
An herb.
An herb.
Herb. Herb.
Herb.
Herb.
Herb.
Herber. The H is silent. Herber
Schlinger. So, okay, sorry. I think herb. I know. Ready? One, two, three.
A.
Good job.
Yeah.
Wow. I feel like Laura was going to for sure get that one because she's a tomato-aholic.
I'm a tomato. Why is it a fruit? Fanatic. Because it has seeds.
Yeah.
Oh.
So is a cucumber a fruit?
Technically, yes.
Is a pepper a fruit? They have seeds.
It's a pepper. A pepper's a pepper.
Yeah.
Is that not a fruit?
I don't know.
It's its own genre.
We're getting too deep. We're getting too deep. I don't know. I'm like, shove a cucumber up my ass and stop the question.
All right, question number three.
Okay.
How many Harry Potter books and movies are there? And I'm talking combined. I want a combined number.
Combined? Oh my God, wait.
A, 10. B, 14. C, 15.
I don't know.
But I do know.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's do it. One, two, three, C.
So wait, Laura said C?
I said C, Laura said B.
Manny is correct.
Ding, ding, ding.
It is seven books and eight movies.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's why I said knew that the last two were split from the book.
Love it.
Yep. Good job, Manny.
I wish Laura was more competitive because it makes it more fun when I beat her.
I'm sorry. I'm not a competitive person. I'm like, does someone here need to lose so feelings aren't hurt? Because I'll be the loser.
All right, next question.
Okay.
All right, what modern day item made a cameo in the final season of Game of Thrones? A, a McDonald's coffee cup. B, a Starbucks coffee cup. C, Lunar Beauty's Greek goddess eyeshadow palette.
Okay, I got it. Ready? I think I got the answer. Yeah.
B.
C. It was a Starbucks cup.
Yes, it was a Starbucks
you
cup.
You sure?
I could have sworn I saw that
what
Medusa
was your,
head.
What was your palette?
I could have sworn I saw that
what
damn Medusa.
Doing on set? You left it there.
I did.
After hooking up with Jon Snow.
Absolutely. As it should be.
That's what brought him back to life.
Thank you, Tyler. That good brought him back. Maybe I be getting that buzzy.
He don't.
No, I don't.
All right. I have three more trivia questions for you guys that I'm going to need you guys to write down.
Okay.
Because it's not A, B, and C.
Okay, wait.
And
give
I
me
want
some
your answers. All right. I know you guys remember this scandal. Felicity Huffman, Lori Loughlin,
Olivia Jade
were among dozens of individuals involved in what 2019 investigation? I want what the FBI named this investigation.
Are you joking right now?
I will give you a hint.
Oh, we have hints?
Hint.
Operation blank blank.
Operation.
And it is a spin on a movie.
Operation. Oh my gosh.
It's a spin on a movie, and
I think I got it.
Okay, I think I have it too.
One, two, three.
I have Operation Row Your Boat.
Operation Rich Bitch.
You guys are incorrect. Both of you. It's a spin on a movie, Operation Varsity Blues. You guys don't remember that?
Oh my gosh, that's hard.
I would have never known.
I would have never known that either, honestly. I thought Row Your Boat was pretty good, though. I like Rich Bitch as well.
Yeah, Rich Bitch.
Rich Bitch.
That imagine been cool. The FBI names it that.
Operation
All these
Row
rich
Your Boat.
Up in here.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay, next one.
Next one. Name all of the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus.
Stop. Let me cheat.
No, don't you dare. I already have it done.
This one's festive.
Wait,
you guys better get
it. I already have it.
Two, I have two that I know. Hold on, let me say
you're
going to
be disowned if you don't get this.
I will personally just kick you out this
very
window.
Very fair. Hold on. I know for a fact, too.
You know them. Actually, you technically know them all, but it's like when you're on the spot like this, I get it. I have it too. I have it too.
I can't. I can only think of two.
Okay, reveal. I have Winnie, Sarah, and Mary.
Mary. I got Winnie and Sarah.
Winnie, Sarah, and Mary.
You have to say it like the
moo. Sissa Sing.
Amok.
Amok. I love it. Fuck yeah.
All right. Last question.
Last question.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
I want you guys to name all the Kardashian, sorry, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West kids.
Girl.
You got me fucked up.
There's four of them.
There's four.
Four?
Yes.
Okay,
North,
I'm writing
East, number West.
Wait, what? Oh. okay.
Four.
I only know two, to be honest. Is that terrible?
That is terrible.
How am I, how are we a fucking podcast channel about pop culture? I know two of the kids' names.
I think I might have one of them, but I'm going to try.
Okay, reveal. I only know North and Chicago.
Okay, North Chicago, Saint and Psalm.
You're right. Ding, 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 ding.
What
ding.
The hell? Lord, that was like, honest, I knew Saint too. Fuck me.
That was iconic, that wasn't it?
I forgot the other one.
Psalm.
I forgot that one completely.
Love it.
Dang it. That's good, Lord. That's honestly kind of iconic of you.
I appreciate that.
She loves Kim. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
All right, guys. That's it for this episode of Full Coverage.
I guess I've been hearing it, listening to it, getting a little more insight on what's going on in the, you know, in the world, in the pop culture world, but also what actually happens behind the scene in like a beauty brand and how tough it really is. It's not just fucking games and chill all the time.
But you want to know what's more important than all of that?
Being happy?
No.
Oh.
How Dolly Parton created the song 9 to 5.
You are so right.
Listen, guys, she was on set. What was the movie, Ty? She was on set to her movie, Dolly Parton, and she had her acrylic nails done, and she was creating the beat with it, and she sat there like this.
Dude, it's honestly really cool that she did that.
And then she started looking around and like noticed people working for the man and like doing all this. So she started writing down lyrics, and she made the song, and she made the beat with her acrylic nails. Girl, that's dust.
That is dust in the wind.
She's so iconic.
She is a fucking living legend.
She's top five my favorite human beings on earth.
Oh, honestly, I could see that.
Miss Dolly.
And I love her too.
She's an icon.
A legend.
The name of the movie is 9 to 5.
Don't forget, you guys.
9 to 5 is the name of the movie.
9 to 5. Yes. Oh, I know that was the name of the movie.
Yes, and it's other Jane Fonda's in it. Miss Fonda's in it.
Should we start singing? Like, should we start being cover? Should we be a cover band?
9 to 5. Not a way to make a living.
There we go.
All right, we're leaving.
We're going to go. You guys, we love you. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and comment down below what you guys thought. And we love you guys so much. I want to see you in our next episode of Full Coverage.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.